Hello guys, it's the Luigi Brothers special episode podcast, and I'll be your host for today, Mr. Sean. And here with me, I have
Benny,
Elon,
Mr. Mora.
So we decided to put up a special episode where we discuss, you know, the other aspects of life, apart from football, you know, movies, music, and of course. Relationships. Basically, a guy's life is going to be the topic of discussion for today. We're going to get straight into all of that after this very short break. Our first segment for today is going to be a music section, where we put up a few comparisons, a few options for comparisons, where we are going to discuss our preferences for these artists. So our first comparison, we have The Weeknd versus Champagne Papi. So let's start from Mr. Bane. What do you think, guy? Who would you go for, Drake or The Weeknd?
Very simple, straight to the point. The Weeknd.
The Weeknd. Over Drake.
Over
okay.
Drake.
Okay.
Over Drake.
Your balls.
So back to why are you going with The Weeknd?
To be clear, I'm not saying that The Weeknd is a better artist.
Yeah,
than Drake.
But why are you picking The Weeknd?
Guy, why the pick person they talk with? I'm not in here. Talky.
Nobody says that, guy. The Weeknd is not a bigger artist than Drake.
You guys, The Weeknd is not a bigger artist than Drake. But personally, I prefer The Weeknd because I feel like his music touches
for your Ashawo walk. He fits you.
See what? I've been following The Weeknd's career, but ever since he blew up in 2012 or 13.
12,
no, when he blew up.
End it.
The very first, no, End It came later.
That was Honor.
Honor. From the very first moment I saw The Weeknd on Honor, I was like, oh my god, no, this is.
Yeah, he had that weird hair then.
Yeah, he had that weird hair then, but the vibe was just, yeah. Drake has built himself up from being one.
The king of hooks.
That's even like him in his prime. I'm talking about Drake before then, when Drake was still a rapper. Drake before then.
Yeah,
headlines. But I'm using current like stats now back to judge the both of them. Let us be very, very honest with ourselves. How many of us have Drake's new album in our phone?
Me?
Honestly, never mind.
You love the album.
Yes.
You really do love the album.
Yes.
You think the album is really good.
Fucking great.
Drake is versatile now, guys. So that's what you should expect from him.
This is what I keep telling people about picture, about an artist. They are all painting pictures. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And like that's why I'm more against the choice of you picking between two people. They are all painting a picture. Not all pictures relate to you, but they make sense.
Like, I relate more to The Weeknd.
That's it.
Drake.
Why, guy?
You want to sing, Drake. You want to rap, Drake. You want a top 10 song in the Billboard, Drake. Drake has adapted his game over the years. I don't think there's any beats that you're doing from Drake now that can jump on and modern. Is it from Afrobeat? Is it pop? Is it trap? Is it rap? Drake has modern all of those. And Drake, dude, I think the biggest artist in the world now is Drake. If you want a hit, if you want a Billboard hit now, all you need to do is feature Drake. Pay a lot of money and feature him, and you get that Billboard. Dude, I'm just going for Drake because I just feel Drake more.
I don't mind you to comment again. We don't finish out.
So you're going for Drake too?
Yes, now.
Oh, well, I think I'll go for The Weeknd. I don't know. I don't want to say relate more. But dude, I just played. I just played Save Your Tears in my head. And then I just played what's the name of that song, Sam? From his last album. The one before After Hours. Yeah.
Yeah, after
what was the name? Blinding Lights. I just played Blinding Lights too.
And then, I played Blinding Lights on my weekend.
Dude, I'm going for the weekend.
Bro, no, okay,
if you ask me,
let's see, from Certified Lover Boy and from the album, that Blinding
Dude,
Lights.
Dude, in recent times, I think
the weekend album.
The weekend is kicking.
I would not even think twice.
Nah, the weekend like album. In recent times,
I had that album for months before I finally got out of hearing it. Months, fam.
You need to go and hear Certified Lover
Boy. I never liked Certified Lover Boy.
That's it. You don't
I
just like
Nida. No, I don't have anything against Drake. I love Drake. No, I don't love Drake.
Bro, next.
I like Drake.
Bro, next.
This is what I keep saying. If you ask me, pick one of these two to listen to for the rest of your life, I'll pick the Weeknd.
Like, dude,
nah,
so
the Weeknd is...
It's just one point. It's just one sound. Pump.
Okay. Moving on. We are moving to hip-hop. We have, you know, the global arguments. The greatest rapper of our time. So who would you go for? J. Cole versus Kendrick Lamar. Who starts from Mr. Morale this time?
Mr. Morale. Do I need to talk?
I didn't forget his name too for a guy.
Do I need to talk? I'm Mr. Morale, guys. I don't need to talk, bro. Dude. We are big steppers, bro. We're always with Kendrick now, bro.
Okay.
Kendrick, I feel like Kendrick is... He's not just a rapper. He relates even more than just rap. I heard his album. Was it? I've forgotten the album. The title of the album. Is it Good Kid, Mad City? Something. Yeah, that album.
I like the greatest.
Like
album.
That guy was so fucking.
No, I won't go into that. That album was
divine. All his albums have been divine. Like the guy, and one thing, man, is he doesn't ride on his fans. Like he doesn't pressure. He just does his thing, and then he allow people to do whatever they criticize him and say. Sha, they are both likewise like that. So that's not like a point. See, but guy, I just feel like I really do.
Yeah, so we'll move straight to Mr. Bae. Why they call you Mister? It sounds weird.
No, we're all misters.
Let's move straight to Bae. So who would you go for?
For a very long stretch of my life, I would have easily picked Kendrick for a very long stretch of my life. But from, let's say, two years ago last year, I had a very drastic change and I'm going to go with J. Cole.
Okay.
J. Cole! The off season. No. See, that's the reason right there. That's enough. That's all. Enough said. J. Cole.
Okay.
To Kendrick. I go with Kendrick to have my guy. I remember first when I was younger, SS2, rap music that I was listening to that time, every verse that Kendrick drops, guy, is more that verse. Is it his verse, Poetic Justice with Drake? bro, I reminisced on that track. Then is it that it's a Rocky?
But I feel like Kendrick fans have not even really given J. Cole a chance at all. I know a couple of Kendrick fans that actually listen to vintage J. Cole and they were like, yo, this argument is over, man.
Vintage
it's
present
over, bro. No. So yeah, that's your choice.
This sabbatical that Kendrick gave us from them to this new album, I listened to the off season. I downloaded the off season. I'm fucking the off season. The title of our show is inspired by the off season. but I'm not saying there's a better rapper or so, but I relate more with Kendrick because he tells more stories.
Exactly.
Like, he's a poetic rapper, he tells more stories. Like, when he's talking about depression and shit, these are things that I've faced in my life, so I relate more with Kendrick and stuff like that.
Okay. Did you see what he did on this song? He did like an argument with the babe in his new album.
So, you relate to that?
Bro, wait, make it.
That was typical toxic woman shit 101.
So you relate to that?
But guy, that's literally what's happening. That's literally what's happening. You fight and you still.
Wow.
Yeah, I just love that shit. That shit got me on my feelings, bro. Straight up.
Begin they make calls.
We'll still argue. We'll still argue, but then at the end of the day, we're all
okay,
good.
Okay. Let's come back. What we think that we call their type of music? I think pop, yeah? Beyonce.
Yeah,
let's come back to pop music and the age-old argument too. Who would you prefer between Beyonce and Rihanna? Vintage, not in recent times. Vintage.
Yeah, has not dropped anything.
Yeah, that's why I said vintage, because
Auntie by Rihanna is. I get to play Auntie by Rihanna almost once every week. Yeah. Auntie is like the greatest. I'm saying greatest too much. Auntie is so fire. It's so fire. But there are levels to this shit, fam. There are levels to this shit. I'm going Queen Beyonce. Discography is mad. Like her hits, classics. And then when it comes to storytelling as well, she's also a storyteller. She relates with stuff. She talks about diverse things more than Rihanna.
Alright, let me just give you like Rihanna. She sing this song for the bad bitches. While Beyonce is trying to give the girls hope. Yeah, we are the one. We run the world. Blah blah blah.
You see, feminism and all that.
Exactly. I don't want to say that. But you see, that Rihanna, I just love that. Like, she was so fucking real. She was so fucking real.
Okay, so you are picking Rihanna.
Yes, no.
Damn.
We love them.
Being how far, guy?
Vintage.
Yeah, vintage.
Rihanna, man.
It's always been there, Sean.
I don't like that Beyonce is winning. Like, I want to go for Rihanna, but I'm feeling like it would be unfair to Beyonce. I don't know. Is it just me or Rihanna is a better vocalist?
I
think Rihanna has this like sharp voice that actually gets under your skin.
I remember
Beyonce, you have to like listen to her and then the instrumental, beats and
Beyonce
the whole package. She's, exactly.
Let me just give you.
Beyonce's voice is powerful.
You know,
Beyonce was a gospel artist.
I just give stupid analogies. Like Beyonce. For me, she's like upgraded Yemi Alade.
I was going to say this. I swear to God, I was going to say this.
Shit.
Well, that's just
wait. Let's push Rihanna.
Then Rihanna is more of
Tiwa Savage.
Not Tiwa Savage. Thames.
I was going to say
that. Mix with Shishi like that.
What?
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
The analogy.
Oh, if you say it like that, but Beyonce has stands no chance anywhere.
No, but let's be
that's
honest,
too much,
man.
No, Nigeria, we don't like people that are feminists, so that's why.
we can just go straight up and say Beyonce is Yemi Alade, Rihanna is Shishi. We don't even have to see mixture of Thames and Shishi because Shishi has been on the break for a long time too. So it's
and
like
if you say
perfect.
It like that,
I don't agree with Beyonce as Yemi Alade because Beyonce has sang song Lemonade is a breakup song. I don't understand. She has sang different songs for different genres, for different moods, she has sang
and
bad songs too now. Have you heard Partition?
And wait.
Okay, talk about another song.
Let me give you.
Come on, bro.
Let me just tell. And you think Rihanna has not sang like out of her own space? Rihanna has she has
sang
every other song. Like
who remembers
relationship songs?
Stay with me, Kieko.
Stay with Kieko,
bro.
Yeah.
That song will make you cry. Like
that song.
And then there's this song
like,
I've forgotten the name. You look a bit you.
Diamonds.
No, you sound so dumb right now.
Don't
tell me you're sorry because you're not.
Rihanna.
That's Rihanna too, guys.
Rihanna, yeah.
So I mean, guys,
Blacks, this guy needs to go and update his library.
Beyonce has some bad bitch songs too.
Yes, Rihanna wins in that category, guy. Forget that. Rihanna wins.
Me have a problem with
you. I've been joking,
love. Because if you say Beyonce is Yemi Alade, and Rihanna Ishii.
I'm not saying that. Don't say that.
Because I picked Rihanna over Beyonce. And so I cannot pick Ishii over Yemi Alade.
Why? Are you cannot, why?
You cannot pick Ishii over Yemi.
Dude, Ishii is seriously underrated in Nigeria. Let's not even go there, guy.
Yemi Alade is putting in the work.
See,
Yemi Alade, do you know how big Yemi is outside Nigeria?
Exactly. Do you know how big Ishii was?
Was Tango said was, but I mean I feel like Yemi Alade.
Do you know she came from outside?
That's not even our point of argument.
To build a career.
Let's go back to what we're saying.
Like she had a career outside before coming back home.
That was impressive, Sha.
Do you understand? She built hers from here and then she took it out. So there's a difference, and I think it's much harder to come from outside.
You guys are saying Yemi Alade,
but
Tiwa Savage.
Nah, Tiwa Savage is not.
Is it more
for Beyonce?
For Beyonce.
Is more like Afro vibes. She has her own particular genre that she's modeling. You haven't heard Yemi Alade on Amapiano.
That's why I said a mixture of stems, because stems can jump on almost any beat and kill.
But you see, Beyonce.
That's what Rihanna.
Beyonce has been on Afro beats. Beyonce has sang her pop. Beyonce has sang her R&B.
And then Rihanna has not done that shit.
Rihanna has done Afrobeats.
Rihanna has not done
Afrobeats.
When Afrobeats came into, she's retired now.
Okay. I know. Moving on. Let's come back home. Back to Afrobeats.
Bro, I'm not doing that shit because.
It's not an argument. It's just for you to pick. Your preference. That's all. And obviously, I know that Burna Boy is winning in all our minds. Burna Boy is one.
Yes.
So, second place. Are you okay?
Where is Burna Boy winning?
This guy won't move.
That's why I said I don't want to. Why would Burna Boy win?
Are you okay?
Why?
Who else?
For what?
Winning what?
Top place.
When you call
Afrobeats number one,
currently in the world.
Yes. He has a good album on ground. No lie. Simple.
Guy, yes.
He has a good Grammy on ground. No lie.
Dude.
So when has Grammy become validation, bro?
This is disrespectful. What is your
best guy? The biggest Afrobeat. Yes. Right now.
Calm down. You want to say it's whiskey.
Exactly.
You want to say it's whiskey.
Let's say.
Can you compare Made in Lagos with Twice as Tall? Can you?
Yes, no.
On what level?
Actually, you can.
Remove Essence.
Why would I remove Essence?
Why would I remove Essence? Let's make it equal. What's the biggest song on Twice as Tall?
23.
No, it's not 23.
You see, but there are so many that you be.
That is the problem.
But the shit, none was big as Essence.
Let him talk.
So why are you angry now? I'm looking for like a big song from.
Made in Lagos is as big.
So that we can do facts. An actual
maybe highest. Jesus,
is
that
is not his song? Is he not their song? So why would I share?
But then should I drop the song now? Why drop the album though?
Wait, dude, you have to say Essence is Made in Lagos. For me personally, when I heard Made in Lagos, before all of this hype, 2020, when I heard Made in Lagos,
Essence was not my best song.
My favorite song on that album was True Love, then No Stress, then Ginger, then Long Time, then Reckless.
Guy, your taste is.
What the fuck? What the fuck is this? But bro, now, literally, when Made in Lagos dropped.
Dude!
When Made in Lagos dropped.
He looked you in
the eye. Essence was nowhere. When Made in Lagos dropped, Essence was nowhere.
I saw Essence from the very onset.
You saw
but
it.
But Essence was not my favorite. My favorite on the album
so why
was
you shouting like.
Teiwa.
Like,
that
Essence
was my favorite
the
on
the only
album.
Good song on the album. Bro, there are
songs on Made in Lagos.
They are fire.
In fact, our best song then was Ginger.
You know the problem.
So why
I can remember me, you.
Why are we looking?
I
at
think
this
you are around.
Based on singles, this is an
okay.
album.
Exactly. I don't even know why we're talking about Burna Boy. Fuck this shit. Burna Boy is one. Deal with it. Whiskey versus the
Burna Boy is only one because he has a new project.
Exactly.
That's all.
See, that's just the fucking shit with
Whiskey Davido. Abi, let's not do that. Should we do?
I'm over this argument.
Omalay Rema.
See, the shit is
Fireboy Rema. That's their class.
Eh?
Fireboy
is with them. She's Daniel guy. Fireboy is
Abo Rema guy.
Except for that one. Dude, me, I'm not here to talk about anything.
I can never accept Fireboy over Rema. Never.
I'm just appreciating.
Fireboy doesn't have one bad song.
Which bad song does Rema have?
A lot.
Mention one.
Dude, I'm not
Iron Man.
I don't even fuck.
You dey mad.
Iron Man.
You dey mad. See ba?
I feel
play. I don't like Iron Man. But you dey mad. You dey crazy.
The shit is
okay.
Afrobeat, ba. We're just scratching the surface.
Rema Omale, yeah, let's do
it. I don't believe. See, I don't mind.
Oga pick the one way you like.
Why not?
Does Rema have the album? Yes, he has one.
Omale has one.
And I dare say this, ba.
Omale has one.
Rema has dropped the best album of this country this year.
How about that?
Facts!
See, let's just say this.
Facts, guy!
Let's
like my last drop of blood.
See,
why let's not do this?
Wait, what do you do, Afrobeat?
Exactly. See what I'm saying? See what we also do, Afrobeat. Afrobeat is too personal for all of us.
Okay, wait. Let's just follow the beef. Victoni. No,
it's Victoni. Fuck that beef.
Ruga. Benson.
I don't mind.
Actually,
should we go for that?
Yeah,
Omale 2 is fucking Ruga now.
Omale 2 is in that clique.
No.
The beat was involving Omale 2.
No, all of them pull out. So
all of them pull out.
But the main guys, were Ruga, Benson.
No, so, the main guys. Where Stray players go miss my guy? Wait.
So should we do that instead? Because
keep future match
and go do this kid video. I don't care.
Want like any girl again for this life. I don't want like any girl. I want your kid like this kid.
Do whiskey the video. See whiskey the video.
So fuck
you. No, mommy and whiskey do.
Oh, you are
fuck all of us.
Facts, ba. Let's just tell you facts. Currently, now, ba, your guy is deforming. Everybody's topping his game. The young boys are topping their game. See on my last album, like he topped his game.
The biggest thing that Davido did.
I bet you, if Davido should drop an album right now, it will be the regular team we've expected.
What Timagbo, dude. I can go on for 30 minutes.
Literally, but no, if Davido should drop an album now, to be a regular thing that we've.
No, why not?
Guys, let's just make a choice. Whiskey or Davido? Let's start with. Let's start with you, guy. Whiskey or Davido?
FC.
Dude.
Okay. Back to Bane, guy. What's your preference?
Machala. Whiskey Debs.
Ayo.
Mr. Moral.
Mr. Moral, I ain't gonna follow. Big Whiz.
More love,
like TBG represents it.
Only you.
Yes.
Mungan TBG. Yo, he's fighting Davido right now. Guess who? See the level of Davido. Poor table of all people. Is why I'm dragging your guy. What the fuck? There are levels to this game, bro. There are levels to this shit.
You are my answer. People just move on. Okay, so moving on. We had a thing on Twitter recently, so we just pitched that in. Basically, on Twitter, we all saw it when Vuga took a shot at Benson. Let's just bring the conversation here. Let's just see your opinions on and preferences on each of these two guys and who you think is actually bigger between the two. So let's start with Mr. Moral.
Bro, I also think this
Benson and Ruga.
I feel like they have hidden agendas.
But who is your preference? Who would you pick?
The guy that chops straight bullets now. I don't know why.
Who is that?
Bujuna. He just chops three bullets.
Okay. Ben.
This is the first time that you're asking me a question today, but it's actually hard to answer.
I swear, like, you've asked me so many already, but this simple one now, I'm okay, guy. If you ask me which of the two I would prefer to hear for the rest of my life, bro, I
cannot go with Ruga.
Ruga.
Kind
of, okay.
If it was in that aspect, I would Ruga, but I think Benson is better because I don't Benson, bro.
But when you look at it, Ruga actually drops valid points. Benson doesn't have. I think he only has one song.
See, the fact
he only has one song of his group that is actually fact, that is that, okay. Two.
Is that all the people that
what's the name of this song? Molenu.
I didn't mind hear any of them.
Kilo.
I don't see any.
No. No be even Kilometer. This is first song now. Buju.
Buju. Is not the one I made in blue.
Molen.
Lenu.
Yeah, Lenu. Then I think outside.
Outside was not even that big, safe.
Buju, by the thing
he
is,
does, that means he has just one big song.
No, he has got a bad.
Apart from features,
yes, and apart from features,
guys, his album is not.
Don't talk about
it's
that.
Not okay, guy. No. Aruga has two,
Bounce,
two good projects. Bounce was in a project.
Bounce was,
and then
was in the
first this one, this girlfriend song that is trending now, and then
the Snapchat. Some others,
yeah. Snapchat was in the first project. So I think I'll go Ruga. Snapchat was in the
second. I'm sure of that. I'm a very huge, serious Ruga fan.
But then let me give you. Let's spice this up. Let's spice this up. Omalay replied. So Omalay is.
Omalay is their father.
He's in the conversation.
Factos.
So Omalay too is in the conversation.
Omalay is their father.
Omalay blew up before all of them. No shit.
See,
so, Omalay blew. Yeah,
I pick Omalay over all of them.
Definitely.
Omalay doesn't have to like. I won't Omalay. Okay, I don't want to bring him.
See, like MTVD.
So what do you
MTV
think?
MTVD, a best album for like 2020, bar. Omalay's album was top 3. It was like first,
you know. Omalay,
yeah, his project
Omalay was.
It was
on
among
level then.
Album.
I think
it was incredible. It was among albums. The first album there was Twice a Storm, followed by Made in Lagos. Then
Omalay. Dude,
she loves me when I'm drunk.
Get then after that one, then, after that was
then Bad Influence. Omalay is bigger than all
album.
Of them.
Then.
Before
actually,
even
Omalay
the
Omalay should be in Fireboys Club.
So who is winning this round? Benson or Ruga? Ruga.
I don't fear any of them, so fuck them.
I don't use it to Ruga that much.
I don't mind.
Like,
they're not. Like, do you know one funny thing? I always found myself like this last
Ruga as Dior guy.
The kind of music I'm hearing. The kind of music I'm hearing. Straight jazz. Like, I'm just hearing, I don't know why. But I just fell in love with jazz.
We're moving on to the much more interesting segment of this podcast.
Is
it Chris?
We
go collect banter. We go collect banter for you.
See me for breakfast, not the sign out.
The king.
I know I'm a bad boy, I know get work, I dey smoke cigar, I dey blow skunk, and I know I get boys, we dey do wrongs, we dey tie chica, and we dey shoot gun, I know you want airports, make we try talk, we dey form liver, but we dey fear God, and your father don't talk, say me she just drop, but she love me that she no go yawas, she loves me when I'm drunk, she loves me when I'm jobless, she loves me when I'm lost, even when I no need love, yeah, she loves me like that.
This is the first segment, and we are going to ease it in
straight up.
So let's start with first relationship. Let's just like a basic overview. What was your first relationship like? How did it start? And
it will all start work now.
Yeah. Let's just give us an overview, brief overview.
I'll cast this guy.
Want to give us.
I'll cast this guy.
This guy want to give us. This. So let's start with you,
no,
Mr. Moral. Start with Mr. Moral. me, I didn't fear this guy. This guy would give us like 3 hours just so.
Like, okay, basically my first relationship ended up in like the first, you can know the first girl I asked out. Straight up.
Mm-hmm. Like, first relationship, no,
then first one they always be breakfast. Then if I eventually succeeded, but here's the funny thing. Here's the funny thing. I say I won't count that as a relationship. You know why? That was beyond Monica. Lord Bernard, that was what I was. I was literally in the same class with this person, but we won't talk. We won't do anything. If you just see me like, hi, hi. You can't count that as a relationship.
That was in secondary school.
That was in secondary school.
Yeah, SS1.
But then, okay, the one in university.
Guy, skip that one. That's 30 plus. 30 plus. We are not old enough, man. So yeah. Over to you, Ben. Overview. Basic overview, guys.
Just said this story. Basic overview of my first serious.
I think she has 2 hours, yeah?
No.
What the fuck?
It was nice. It only lasted 2 months. That's like my. No, that's not my shortest. Wow. No, my shortest. But it was. I don't know. It was okay. I liked it, actually, to be very honest. Like, even though it ended poorly, but eventually.
Wait, how did it end?
She left me for someone else.
Wow.
Yeah. See, let
okay,
just,
okay, okay, you. Guy. Calm down. Calm down. This guy, you attack him for money. You attack him for yeah. You see what he's doing.
No, Bob blessed I want to talk same.
Okay, but I liked it. I have no regrets. I liked it.
Mine. My first relationship was. I was double dating.
So wait,
dude.
So you were cheating from the very first relationship.
Wow,
it wasn't that. It wasn't that.
Congrats.
It wasn't that.
You don't.
Okay. We're in secondary school,
bro. You cannot give explanations.
You're supposed to make it better.
We're in secondary school.
So
and then we're both in different schools.
So
okay.
So
it was basically no. I think.
So basically,
the first.
He was saying he had one.
The first was a childhood friend, and I was in secondary school then. Why I said this was double dating? I was in I think just three, and then I was dating her. But then we're in different schools, so when I went back to my school, I now decided to get another branch. Open another branch. Yes. So it was simultaneous.
Wow.
During holiday, it was it was her turn, and then during school session, it was the other one's turn. And then
Calm down.
And I think that first one lasted, it was on and off from just 3 down to like my 100 level.
Yeah,
but the one in school, we broke up. I don't even know why. Okay, I think she was like. I wore something different at some point, and she was like, "Ha, where's that shirt that you wear every day?" And I was very petty, so I was like, "Ha, this girl don't know me. Is it Kony?" I was like,
"Kony, what is Kony?"
So yeah, that was my first relationship.
Wow.
So moving on to first breakup.
But that's the
no, yeah, you know. So yeah, let's move on to first breakup. Abi, first heartbreak. Not breakup, heartbreak. The one we touch you.
Just
like, quick, the one we were here. Quick, the one
quick,
we touch you.
Quick addition to that question. Like, did you cry? Like,
guy, definitely you go give us the old gist. So we'll start with Ben.
Why you all start with me? Why? This guy had PTSD for like 2 months.
He wrote an album.
2 months.
This guy,
2 months.
This guy wrote songs.
Let me be very honest with you. This is something that I don't want to admit this far, but let me just be very honest for the sake of this show. I don't think I'll ever fully recover.
Damn.
I'm not even joking.
We are still having
that, that's some serious shit, man. That's some serious shit.
You never revenge.
I'm not even
you never revenge.
Guy, this guy an animal.
What?
Revenge. No, it did come.
You see,
me
like,
it did
you see,
it
like,
vengeance. Come for now.
You see it like vengeance. I see it like me trying to heal.
This guy in a sad
what? See, end of show. We can't banter. I don't release for end of show, bro.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Okay. So it was that bad. Show. Guy, did you cry? Is a space, is a safe space.
I did.
You cried.
I did.
With kata or with what?
How was it like just tears? Abi, it was.
You lock yourself in the bathroom.
I locked myself in the room and cried for hours.
Damn. Yes, it was that bad.
I never get that kind of one. And I know we ever get that.
Mr. Moran, first heartbreak.
It was just like a 30 seconds cry.
Guy, not lie. I knew that time.
See, fact was, I fucked up. Like, what led to the heartbreak was I fucked up. But, lie, she fucked up. I know never accept that I fucked up. But she fucked up. You understand? So it was just like one of those days. I just sat down, blah blah blah, and I just remembered. And I just cried. I didn't even cry immediately. It was like,
yeah, it never comes immediately. No one calls
like a week after. I realized that okay, this guy is lonely and you don't have this. You just lost this babe, blah blah blah.
Hmm.
So
guy,
I had to just cry.
Mine was
like 30 seconds
or more. Mine was much more dramatic, guy.
Okay.
I went to Hard Junction.
It was
like after I think a day. You know, normally we were off and on, but then like we'll break up and then the next day she'd hit me up and be like, "Hey Oshla, how far? I miss you. Let's just get back together." So when we broke up that time, I thought it was business as usual. The next day, I mean they wait for a message. I don't see anything. The next day after that's 2 days after, I still did not see anything. And then I think she deleted my number.
Dude.
And then at that point, I was in a very, very insecure point of my life. And I started imagining her with someone else. Like someone better. Someone richer.
Mm.
You get has a car. You know, has a car and all of that. And Omo, I was actually taking my baths. I broke down in the bathroom.
Shit!
I broke down. I cried.
You guy got the poor time.
You know, do me, guy. You know, do me. That this day, I think that was the first day I actually entered the main road with a car. Like, I took my mom's car, went to a junction, called her, told her, please come. Dude, as soon as she entered the car, I started crying.
Lie.
Dude, in front of this girl, I was crying my eyes out.
This
stays here. If person bring this thing up, I will stab
this
out.
This stays here. We are recording fucking podcast.
Yeah. As Sean, bro, guy. As
yeah,
Sean.
This stays here on so, Spotify.
Dude, it was really, really bad, man.
Guy, no.
I had PTSD, guy. And she didn't even take me back.
Shit!
No,
wow.
No, they
like,
never do, bro.
Yeah, it was,
once
it was really
this,
bad.
Shall them not call them, but once they see your vulnerability, they don't.
But I think that one toughened my skin because
exactly.
From then I just realized that, man, everybody can just stand up and leave at any time. So
So let me ask you this question.
Just prepare yourself.
Was your first heartbreak the worst heartbreak you had?
Yes, guy. Yes. Dude.
Not really. For me, not that was not like my worst heartbreak.
Which one is the worst, guy?
The one in university was actually worse.
There was much at stake.
But we communicated a lot. Like, that was the first girl I opened up to.
This guy snitched us for World Cup.
What?
This guy no agree watch World Cup because of girl.
Jesus.
This guy was an animal.
Yeah, I was in love.
Wow.
Like, that was the first girl I would proudly say I was in love. Like, 100%.
You are still in love, guy. That's the truth.
I'm done. Now I'm just a wicked motherfucker.
You're still in love, man. You're still in love.
That's
I'm sure it. About that. Would you take her back, though, if she comes back?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You won't come.
I believe she has already damaged the good.
Jesus! Oh, my God!
Me taking her back now won't be the same guy she left. So I'll just be in it for
yeah,
the
that's the thing. They always come back and then they
expect the
to
same
be that,
person
that
they left.
So I'll just be in it
not
for the phone.
That they changed
you understand?
Entire,
I'll just
you
be
know?
In it, but I'll never be vulnerable.
So you take
was.
Her back.
I'll like be to the new
Okay, so moving on. First crush.
What do you want to hear?
Why you just like saying kind of paragraph?
Overview.
First crush.
Okay. No, not only is she my first, but she has been the longest that I ever had a crush on.
What? Since when?
On the very first day I set my eyes on her. And that was just one.
SGC.
And I can. The only reason I don't.
Wait, can we guess who? Because there are a lot of names in my head.
The only,
I'm not calling the name. But the only, do you think we know?
I think you know.
Did you end up dating her?
No.
Okay.
But I did ask her, but she rejected me.
Just one.
No, not just one.
Let me ask you. The first guy
was a fucking nerd.
When did you do that? I would have said the word loved, because that's how much I was actually into her from the very first day I saw her. Nice. But I never had the mind to say anything until SS3. SS3.
Yeah.
And she still rejected me.
She held love for 6 years.
And still rejected solid. Me.
And you are still in love.
Well.
No. Okay, Mr. Moral.
Bro, me.
First crush.
Shit is, I don't too much crush on people. Like, flash crush on you, I would definitely meet you and tell you. But the funny thing was, all through my secondary school, I didn't have like a crush. But then the first girl that I crushed on, I met her that same day. And she ended up being my.
Your heart throb.
The one that caused me the trouble of my life.
So, your chief chef.
Zaga Empire.
Well, mine was in Sunday school, guy.
What?
mine was in Sunday school. And, hey, God, I think that time we were in teenage class. And it's a very funny story, because I was, when I saw her, I was staring at this girl, like, intensely. And then, weirdly, she wore, like, a revealing shirt. So, when she noticed me staring at her, she thought I was looking at, you know, the cleavage.
Mm.
So she just looked at me. I was like, and that was when I realized that I was staying, and went downhill from there. But yeah, that was my story too. First crush.
Moral of the story:
Don't stare, bro.
God, let's take the fucking risks. Meet them.
Okay.
Up front. Don't stay too long.
Yeah. So let's move on. This is like a, let's say, social question. And we just want to hear your, let's hear your opinions about something very, very, I think something that has been taken for granted like for a very long time. But let's just bring it out here and have that conversation. So here's the question: do you think male virginity is a real thing?
I do.
Like, a guy would be like, yeah, I just lost my virginity.
I honestly do.
You do?
I do.
How?
Forget that it's not as physical as the women's
world. Just here.
Yes, it's so many people don't understand that there are two types of men in this world.
Professor, right on.
It's as simple as that.
Okay,
what the virgins and the non-virgins.
I didn't want virgin men.
But it is only the non-virgins that know that there are two types of men in this world.
Wow, this guy did drop philosophies. Fuck. Yo, okay.
I'm not saying either is bad, though. Because they both have their pros, they both have their cons. So, some more pros than others, some more cons than others.
So what would you say for this field of thought that, like, you need to practice so that you'll be able to satisfy your wife better?
I don't think
that's a whole different thing.
I don't even think that's a good enough reason for you to want to have sex as a man. I don't think that's
because, bro, man, let me not lie to you.
Yes, guy, you go talk about this. You go talk about this.
Man, they can't look me like a bad bitch. I need it.
Katie, now you being a bad bitch.
Like, I'm just trying to say is, like, you need to practice. Like, you need to up your game. As a man, like, straight up. Like, the girls
these days. Don't drop quotes.
I don't talk again.
You need to practice. Okay. You know, Mr. Elon, what's your answer? What do you think?
I feel like everybody has his own beliefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you only do what you want that you think you can live with.
Yeah.
So basically, that's my own thought. Whether it exists or not, it's just your own personal ideology.
Just comfortable for you.
Okay, Mr. Moral.
I've said it already now, bro.
You think it's a real thing?
I don't know. It's just in the mind. It's not like real.
Okay.
Not
so,
physical.
So
it's not real.
Thing like a guy coming to say, maybe I cheat and all of that.
Yeah. Bro, cool for you. We move on.
But you have
it's
to
not,
practice.
It's not like. It's not
practice
like,
makes perfect.
It's not like, okay, the ladies, they have a proof to show.
Yeah.
They have a proof
yeah,
to show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But for guys, I can come and tell you I'm a virgin. And then I will argue with you all my whole life. And then.
Am I the only one that can, like, you just.
Dude!
Not Sisha.
Guys, okay. Let me just reveal this.
Okay.
Like, recently, my mom asked me. She was like, come, let's have a mother and son discussion.
What?
That was the weirdest day of my life, guy.
That was a trap.
But yeah, my answer to that question, man, is that it's not real, man. It's not real. I think I didn't even know the first time I didn't even know what it was that I did. I just knew that I did something.
And
but like you said,
you feel tickling,
I think
in your body, zing zing zing.
I didn't even feel anything ready enough. I was
seeing at 0.5 seconds. Man.
No. See this kewa one. No, I. Okay, I think I would say this in the next question. But moving on, does anybody have anything to add to this?
On second thought, no.
Okay, so do you think like it's as big, it's a big deal, like when a guy loses his virginity, like something changes or something?
Yeah. I do, yes.
What? Yeah.
It's like we said earlier, it's not a physical thing, it's a mental thing. You can put me in a room now with 10 guys for 1 hour, just think all of them, but and by the time we're done, without them telling me, I will know who is a virgin and who isn't. I'm not even joking.
Wow.
It's a thing of pride.
This guy now special.
For the guy, it's a thing of pride.
I'm not even joking.
It's a thing of pride.
There's a way you start coming off, but not even after your first time, when you start doing it consistently.
That is why I wanted this guy. I really wanted this guy.
He's a professor in the field that's explaining.
I can't explain.
No, bro, explaining it.
To be honest,
you can't.
Okay,
you're explaining
when
it.
When I started, let me use myself as case study now. When me, I started. Having
okay,
issues.
Yeah, let's just make it.
And
personal.
I'm only
was your
this
first time like a big deal? Let's just make it personal.
To me, but it was. If the girl had known it was my first time, it would not have happened.
Because she made it
known to me later that she only was down to hook up because she thought I had already been doing it.
So you had experience.
I had experience. Mm. And even after
you had practice.
Even after the first time, she still didn't know it was my first time.
Damn!
She still didn't know.
Follow call. Follow call.
Bad guy.
Okay. You think it's a big deal?
Definitely.
I don't know. I see. Seriously, I don't know. Like I said earlier, it's your own idea, what you believe in. So if you believe a big deal, when you have your first time,
it will be a big deal.
It will be a big deal. If you don't feel like it's a big deal, you won't feel that much, honestly.
Okay.
You know, you have to also put into context that sex in this part of the world is viewed very differently. In Western culture, it's not supposed to be a big deal.
Yeah,
or to an extent, it has some impact.
They feel like you should have it with someone you love.
Yeah.
But
you know,
just be ordinary.
You know, here
like
in Nigeria, we also had context of culture and religion.
Mm.
Those also play very very huge impact on the way we see sex in this part of the world.
My first was
I remember.
No.
You remember? Why do you remember?
No. You just tell me now.
Now me and you they share our fruit.
You just tell me.
The first one, but
it was a half cast. This guy represents. This guy represents.
I actually fucked up the first time. Like, I feel like that's general.
Nigeria for life.
Are you for purple? Speak for yourself.
Because literally, the girl, like you said, she was way more experienced than me.
Yeah.
So it was like, what the fuck are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Why are you just stopping? I was like, what's just happening?
Why didn't you tell her?
You will never tell them. You can't never tell.
They will not show up.
I swear, even if you tell them, they will not believe you. Because at that point, they will think like, you're just trying
to cap, yeah.
Yes, you're just trying to cover. Them. Exactly. So you won't tell them, and then you want to prove you're a bad guy. And then me, I swear, it was like my first time. So I didn't know what was happening. Like, it just happened.
I think the only...
And I was so freaked out in my head, but I kept it low. I didn't want the girl to know. I was like, what the fuck just happened? Hope she's not going to get pregnant, that kind of shit. So it was just like a fucking whole mess that I made. Wow. But don't worry. From there...
Let me make you feel better.
Wow, you want to make me feel better?
There was one fuck-up I did do in my first time. In fact, that fuck-up was not even only applicable to the first time. It's something that has happened
wrong code.
No, why you mad?
What the fuck?
Yo, I was having difficulty wearing the condom.
Actually, that never gets better.
Yeah. Actually, to be very honest, bro, that's why it's so
easy. Wait, indeed.
Yes.
No. See, now, ba, wait, that part is something else. Then it was, I had difficulty the first day.
It was your fucking first time.
I think those things need indicators. Like, this is how you put like an arrow or something.
See, anybody buying that shit is a bad guy. So you don't need indicators.
Forget.
Let me tell you what I do now. Because honestly, I never knew how to properly put it. I never did.
Bro, it's simple now.
Guy, honestly, bro, I make them put it.
Wow. Put it in.
That's
boss level.
Oh yeah, shit.
Boss level.
Put it in. Be like
Hendrix.
You be like handle yourself.
Handle the tools.
If my mother ever hears this thing, I'm dead.
Okay. Sha, mine was not a good experience, to be honest.
So it's never the first and never good experiences.
I don't know. Mine is weird. One of the underrated social topics too, but then male rape.
Wow. Actually, bro,
very underrated
my friends topic, but that actually their first time was actually rape.
Whoa.
It's then, a very common then, thing, but so many people then, don't talk then, about this shit.
I feel like people just dismiss it. I don't actually say it a lot because they'll be like, you're a guy now, how can they you know all of that, but then
you were younger.
And then
obviously.
And it was with someone way older.
Let me not lie. Like,
more than twice my age,
but,
I think.
But, let me not lie. I feel like 50% of the guys we were actually raped that time.
But it's so common. Wait, it was so common.
Okay, if you
wait, we
yes, I don't know. We
but like I also experienced that. Like
wow.
But I didn't count it as.
Wow.
You didn't think of it like that.
I didn't count it as because it was not intentional. So it was their own.
Yeah, that was why I said I didn't even know it was what happened.
I didn't know that
was what.
You understand? And that happened to me with like three different people.
Whoa.
I was a bad guy then.
Black,
bad. They were spreading the good news.
It's so common.
But then I think it's a very, very underrated social issue.
Actually,
let's go to. This is a random question, actually. I just want to ask a random question. Would you participate in a devil's three-way?
What's a devil's three-way?
Two guys, one girl. Wait, sir. One after the other. Let's start with Bane.
Never.
I wouldn't be shocked if he has...
He's laughing.
Dan, this is very suspicious laughter.
You don't share your consignment with that man. I'm supposed to tell you to get.
So, Ben, would you? Have you? Will you?
Yes.
I think he has.
I've not. It's not something I'm looking forward to.
Okay, wait. Let's just come back. Would you have a threesome with two women? Yes. So would you do? Yes. Back to our main question. You wouldn't.
This guy is in the middle.
Guy, he the actor. You consider this shit. Though, like, what the fuck? Do you know how?
There are certain factors, but
there is no factor. You go start phase one.
Allow me reason that. To be very honest, but I've actually had a couple of chances.
Let me ask you one question right now. As you are, so you cannot handle one babe.
That's not what he means. I've been in a position already.
Like, if you can handle one babe, why do you want to share?
It's not about sharing, guy.
It's satisfying.
One thing so many people don't understand in our world today, sex is more than what it used to be or what it used to mean or what it normally means in the Oxford or Cambridge dictionary, guy. There are different aspects now that you put into sex. You're considering things of passion, it's not just an activity or exercise anymore. People are doing it to create stories. I don't know if that actually makes
adventures.
Sense. Adventures. So I'm not completely put off by that.
Wow.
So it's not something I'm looking forward to.
You are saying you might be down for that kind of experience.
Yes, I might be.
Okay. So you
I might be
with somebody, you know. Do you have somebody in mind? Never mind.
But then let me ask you this question. What if like you're having like a groupie, like with different guys, different girls, that kind of shit? Will you participate?
I've already done that.
I tell you, say this guy is an OG guy. From a nerd to this. I wanted this guy on this episode because he's an OG.
The shit is me, ba. Okay, like my sexual fantasies are not that crazy.
Come on, mine now.
You're not crazy.
Mine now.
And I'm trying to keep them in that limit because I know where this shit can lead to.
Yeah, so, no, I understand.
You understand?
So, would you?
So, I will not try anything other than just my regular one, babe.
So you wouldn't even do two.
I will. But see, that's just like my limit. Let's not go anything.
So you wouldn't do three, babes.
No.
Four.
You aren't cute, Baba. The thing with sex, ba, is once you start, ba, there's never enough.
That's true.
So I don't want to put myself in a position that I will never be satisfied. I want more of that shit. Mm. So that's why I'm not bothered about two babes. I'm just concerned with the one that I have straight up. That the Lord has provided.
This guy, you'll be idiot.
Yeah, we have bread. The Lord has bread.
Okay, for me, Omo is in no.
Is he?
I've been in a position that was almost leading to that. And Omo, guy, it actually started, not like it was like first base, but at some point I was lying down on this guy's hand.
Whoa! No!
It was like Oga was cuddling me.
I feel like I need to come back and address
this question.
Please, to be very, very clear.
Okay.
You dare not put your hands on me. I'm talking to the guy. It's already bad enough that I see your hand. That's already horrible.
So every attention will be on the babe.
If you touch me, I will slap you.
So every attention will be on the babe.
Yes, you understand. So
his hand was like on my body, and I was like, what?
No, guy. No. No.
I was like, yo, one of us has to go out. And I volunteered, man. I just left. And do you know the worst part? It was actually the girl. She's actually a really, really cool friend. Like, we're very, very good friends for a while. We had been friends for a while. So, and it was like a group thing. We're like a group of friends. So, like, we just went to her place and as a group, as usual. And she was like, yo, let's do this.
She said it?
Yeah.
She
locked the door.
Are you still friends?
Yeah, we are. We're actually really cool friends.
Okay.
Nothing has happened ever.
Yes, I'll be coming here more often.
You didn't mind. So, just lock the door and then let's do this. and I ran away.
Chicken bones.
Joseph.
Chicken bones.
Yeah. No, I respect the fact that you knew your limits.
Yeah,
I know that. So many people don't understand exactly. That dude, something like sex, it can get very overwhelming. You need to draw the line. You need to pick a line, but I'm like, this is where I cannot cross. You exactly. Need to have yeah. That peace.
Mm-hmm. I cannot cross that way. Okay, 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 okay. This is actually an extra question that I thought of just now. So let me just ask, what was your first experience buying a contraceptive?
I'm not laughing at the question.
Tell us.
I'm laughing at my answer.
Tell us. So, just give us the gist.
There's
no time again.
For those who know me personally, or for those who don't know,
guy, you are being. Man, don't forget. Nobody knows you personally.
Okay, nobody knows me personally.
Yeah. So
but my mom has a chemist that I was working at for a while. So while that was ongoing, I never bought. I just carried from the shop and I was using.
Mad.
But by the time I stopped working there and I was not living around there anymore, I had to find another way. So there's this pharmacy not too far from my house that the girls have already known me there, that I'm always coming to buy small things, maybe PCM, Jellosil for stomach pain, just all sorts of small things. And one day I'm coming back from school. I remember I was coming back from school, we all finished lectures, and then I just dropped the keke with the keke and I just walk in. I greet. Okay, it was only one that day. I just greeted her and with a straight face, like, I looked nice and I was like, I wanted 3 packs of condom.
3 packs, bro.
3 packs.
God, man.
Man, they stuck up.
And like she was, you know, it's got that when you have become familiar with somebody, you expect that when someone says something like that, there's going to be like a follow-up of sarcasm or laughter or something. But I was dead, like this girl was on her way. I didn't have time.
Food on your cook.
But that was the first time I ever bought that from there. So you could clearly see her confusion and her shock. Because it's someone that she had already gotten a bit familiar with. So she was like, she doesn't know whether she should follow that sarcasm or just go and do what I've said. Mm. Like she was struggling. I just kept eye contact with her for like maybe 5, 6, 7 seconds in the serious feel, and she knew that this guy's not playing around. And she went and brought it. And honestly, since that day, she has never seen me the same again. In fact, none of them in that show have seen me the same again.
Busy facts.
So, Mr. Moral, tell us about your experience.
I've not bought. I usually just get for my guys. my guys were badder than me.
So, up to now, you still never go.
No. But then there was this day, I was with my girl self, we were trying to go back to the room. Then when I remember that we was okay, there's no this thing.
No resources.
So I just stepped in and Rousseau now. Come on. It's a normal thing there. So I just stepped in. I told the guy and then blah blah blah. He gave me. But oh cool. He didn't ask any question, straight up. I collected it and we left straight up.
Dude, you know, it's always girls were left. You and the girl went to buy.
I stepped into the chemist.
You need to go.
You're not following now. Mine is always dramatic, guy. Aisha went in the night. Midnight.
Because who goes in the night, so? Who goes to buy?
I walk hoodie. I walk hoodie, guy. Put the hood. And I went to this Malo guys. There's a junction around my area. Let's just call it A gate. So I went there, and the junction is kind of very lively in the night. So I went there, wore my hoodie, and I went to these malams. And then, you know, it's like they are hardly ever alone. There are always other malams with them.
Of course.
And it's also weird. So when I got there, my confidence dropped. So I was like, Kabani Guru. And then he gave me Guru, and I was like, I gave him, I think it was 1K then. I'd be 5 pounds. 5 pounds was a lot of money then. So I gave him 5 pounds, and I was like, he should give me Guru. And then I was like, Kahada the Eccles, and then Hada the Chingom. And then I went close to him, and I was like, Kabani Kondo. And then the guy was like, catch him, man. The guy was like, catch him, man. And then when he said, catch him, man,
Jesus.
The guys he was with, because they continued the conversation they were having, you get, so that he would attend to me.
But when he said "Catch me," they just turned. Everywhere just got quiet.
Okay.
And I was like, "Come on, you." No one. I was like 150. And I was like, "Come on, you would have you." He just gave me two. And then I just kept his 3 feet. My body was shaking. And then I collected it. I think I had changed, but I left it. And then while I was walking away, I just heard like a roar of laughter. Like a roar of laughter. All the men were just laughing. I was like, I ran to my house, guy. See, I regretted that day. I think I promised myself I was never going to do this again.
But you eventually did.
Here we are. Guys. Yeah, so moving on to the next segment. We are going to be very brief about this. We'll move on to the next segment, and this segment is actually the last, and the movie review segments. We've done music, we've done lifestyle. Let's just round it up with movies. So we'll just do like a brief review of popular movies we've seen like throughout this year. So we'll start with Man from Toronto. What do you think about the movie?
I haven't seen Man from Toronto.
What?
I haven't seen
Mead.
Mead.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart is the goat.
Yo.
Like forever. Kevin Hart is forever the goat.
But it's Mead.
The movie is not Mead. It's a kind of like new storyline.
Dude, that storyline always exists. Like,
what did you expect?
That particular one.
What did you want that was not there?
I want to be serious.
Don't watch it.
Don't watch Kevin Hart film. The fuck.
I mean, from Ride Along, you should know that. It's not going to
like,
be a serious movie.
That's just Kevin Hart movies are just like same.
No,
you don't expect like. You don't expect serious acting.
There are a few expectations that are different.
That movie was a 10 out of 10 for me.
Bro, okay, there's this movie. It's a seasonal movie, a true story.
No, I've not seen that.
It's Kevin Hart with Will Snipes, Will Snipes. It's a serious movie, but it's funny. But it's Kevin Hart, like it makes sense.
Like.
How would you rate the movie out of 10?
5.
Yeah.
8. You've not seen it. Me, 10, man. 10.
I have a question for each of you. What would you say is your best movie of the year so far?
Best movie of the year.
Kimi.
What?
Yeah.
Kimi.
Have you seen Kimi?
I've not seen Kimi. I've never heard of Kimi.
It's Zoe Kravitz.
Serious?
Yeah. It's not like a very serious movie. It's like the storyline bar is so unique. And difference, and of course, I'm a camera dude. This cinematography is crazy, but Kimi was mad.
Oh,
I think I still have it on my phone, so I can send it to you.
Have you watched House of Gucci?
Yes, I have.
Do you love that movie?
Yes, I do.
That's your favorite.
That's the film.
Even though House of Gucci came out,
no. I'm sorry. I think I watched Move Forward, guy.
Yeah,
Move Forward was nice.
Can I pick a series?
You can.
Yes.
What series are involved?
Bro,
these are two equals.
Okay, no, wait,
two
you know
equals.
What? Okay, you know what? Pick a series, but also mention a movie.
Okay, but I have two series.
Okay.
If series
Power, Force, and Peaky Blinders.
Wow. This motherfucker was saying Peaky Blinders was trash.
Me?
Was it you or who?
No,
it was me.
It was never me. Bro.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
So, where do you keep The Boys?
The Boys. I've not seen The Boys.
Okay.
It's just that one episode.
Okay.
Nah, that's sad.
Hirogazi.
What the fuck, bro?
Hirogazi.
It's actually sad they've not seen The Boys. Really,
bro, you should actually.
I don't understand. You haven't seen The Boys how?
Like season. The new season.
Okay,
3.
Okay.
It's not that true.
But there's one thing. I don't know why, but everywhere I go, I ask this question I always ask you. I always ask questions to many people. But no one ever gives me the answer that I always give anytime I'm asked the question. And it's like nobody has heard or seen this movie. I don't know why.
The movie.
Everything, everywhere, all at once.
I haven't, and I've been looking for it. Honestly, I heard it was better than Doctor Strange.
Guy,
that
is the best movie that's come out this year. Finish.
I've never watched it.
Even Google recommendations.
I swear, but if you watch the movie, but
everything,
you know what I'm saying. This, everything, everywhere, all at once. That's not the movie.
It involves multiverse. So.
Mad.
It is that's mad.
Nice.
So
wait, don't look up what's here now.
Yeah.
Don't Look Up was this year. That was like actual. I just like films that have like true story along them.
So, those are movies you should watch out for.
Yeah.
Everything, everywhere,
all at once.
Kimil, and what movie did you?
Bro, watch True Story.
True Story.
Okay. And your life will be.
Up next.
Doctor Strange. How was Doctor Strange? Everybody has seen this, yeah?
I've seen it, yeah.
You've seen this. So, was it worth the hype? Let's start. Okay, because there was a lot of hype around the movie.
Let me just describe my experience. The Illuminati versus WandaVision. What happened there? My reaction to the
okay.
She wiped those guys out.
Clean.
Okay, so it's
so literally out according of to that scene.
Five, dude.
Five.
I know we're too accustomed with Marvel. We need Marvel to outdo themselves. Yeah. So on this one, I don't think they outdid themselves. They just did it normally.
No, I just feel like Marvel are building for something better. This piece is.
I don't feel like it's better.
I don't feel like
they're just
better.
Trying to
extend
become woke.
The story.
No, they're trying to woke up.
Apart from the wokeness side, the whole story are building up for something.
They are always building up, but the way they are building, I said the way they built up to Endgame now.
Dude,
you cannot compare that build up to this current build up now.
But wait, let's just come back to
see where they started letting off from Thor Ragnarok and stuff.
No, Ragnarok was being fire safe. My brother, the first Marvel movie I genuinely had a problem with was. It was not even Black Widow.
Black Widow is after the whole.
It was not even Ant-Man.
It was not even Spider-Man.
What movie came out after Spider-Man?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, that was
Galaxy. I was mad.
What movie? I think I began to have doubt after I saw. No. Yes. This new guy. This guy. Wait, Fight Kung Fu. What's his name?
Ten Rings.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings.
No cap.
The movie is strong. The movie is good. But every Marvel movie has this special thing, but. That you just link to that main character, that main hero, and you just be like, that's the guy that is going to carry this franchise for that particular role. I didn't feel anything with so much that I forgot his name.
Okay,
I didn't remember
the guy.
To coach
Doctor Strange, out of 10.
Seven.
I'll go for a 7.
And for a name like that, to me, that's poor.
Honestly, I feel like 4.
Honestly, but like their seasonal movies are more fire than the movies.
Not all.
Like most of
but Marvel have missed in series.
I think Super Falcon have missed something. Like
no, I love Super Falcon.
Falcon
and Winter Soldier.
That
and then Shield.
Shield sucks. Inhumans. Jesus
Loki.
Christ.
The greatest
Loki.
Man.
Loki is a big hit.
But wait, will you say me? I felt like that Winter Soldier, Falcon, that thing was just
that thing was fire. Yeah.
It was fire. To me, it was fire. I loved it. Even though to me, they are their best series. They've done so far.
No,
WandaVision.
How will you carry like the whole
WandaVision?
Of Captain America just wasted.
Very good. WandaVision, the story is very good, but Loki is new. You understand?
Loki has
branching something into a new dimension.
Loki is the best. Like when it comes to building up into the next phase of Marvel movies, but I like the
dude. They showed you.
But you know why we're
all complaining? How irrelevant our entire reality was, guy.
We are all expecting Marvel to do it in a kind.
It's not even in a big way. We expect better content.
When
we're
doing Iron Man,
I expect better content.
When we're doing Iron Man, when we're doing Thor, when we're doing, we didn't even know that all those shit were linked.
Exactly.
Yeah, we didn't know all those. We were not expecting anything. We were just watching a normal movie.
It was like a movie for movies.
Yeah.
Then it was when they started linking it. But now we are not expecting everything to be linked.
Infinity War.
To all lead to a bigger story.
Big storyline.
So I just feel like we have overexpected.
That's why I said Marvel outdo themselves every time. But
if they knew that they were not going to be able to top Thanos' story, they should have.
Dude, Stan Lee is dead. There's nobody.
So that's
but they have better guys. They have better villains that are worse than Thanos. See what they did in What If now, bro? What If was
actually
the best shit they have done in that whole phase.
I think they have big plans.
Okay.
For, you know, Galactus.
Moving on
from Fantastic Four.
So they want to. That's why they want to bring Fantastic.
I think they have big plans to actually.
Because in their next phase of movies, Fantastic Four is among the movies.
They want to make a villain that's going to be 10 times worse than Thanos. But the build up to the character has to be flawless. And for me right now, they're not doing it.
Exactly.
Okay.
They're not doing it.
Who has seen The Gray Man here? There's a lot
I
of hype
not
around
to
the movie.
It's like
trending and all
I chose
that.
Just like the man from
I started watching the movie, but
just that no.
It didn't feel
what this guy was doing was actually making comedy.
Ryan Gosling.
No.
Chris Evans.
Yeah, Chris Evans. He was not. He will kill you.
There's this movie, this Spider-Man guy.
Tom Holland.
Yeah, Tom Holland.
Uncharted.
Uncharted. How was you've
Uncharted
all seen Uncharted?
Uncharted is fire.
It's out of 10.
Nine.
Eight.
It's fire.
I'm giving it 4, guy.
What?
Content was.
Yeah.
Not so bad. Not so.
Do you know why?
I don't know. I think I watched. That's why I prefer old movies.
I used to factor in cinema into.
Guys, you are just being biased.
Yeah. So if I say it, like. What bought my
Wait,
head
but have you played the game?
VFX on
no,
that
I don't play the game.
That's why. Right. If you played the game, you just appreciate what he did because he just carried the game and mixed it up.
I think when it comes to
the acting was solid too. Now
I think when it comes,
whatever. My only issue with this guy, but is if he's going to be funny,
I just don't like Tom Holland.
He don't need to bring the funniness.
I think that's
if there's any word like that to Spider-Man. You should leave the.
He's not the one.
You know, he's like he's trying to act that teenager vibe.
Anytime you see Tom Holland now, you just see Spider-Man. That's one problem.
You just trying to play around. Be serious for one movie.
Once you are.
Be serious for one movie.
He does not have a serious face.
He's not even right.
I think he might do well in Kingsman.
You guys haven't watched.
Yeah, actually.
He might do well in Kingsman.
Smith's Metamorphosis. Like, for me, the GOAT actor of all time. From Simple Music.
Wait, have you watched Bel Air?
Yeah.
Have you watched
Bel Air?
Yeah. How will you rate it?
I would say 9 from the start and then 6.
I would have given it a 9. My problem was the way they ended the season.
Exactly.
That just was weak. Going to make me drop. The ending was weak.
Bro.
That was going to make me drop.
The
only thing I don't like is how Ashley is supposedly key. I've watched the original Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It's the same thing in my life. They're trying to get
the audience. But guys, you've watched the original Bel-Air.
Yeah,
those guys were fire.
I'll still pick up.
Wait, obviously, you can never compare.
Those guys were fire.
I'll still choose the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air over this new Bel-Air.
I just feel like, but
I feel like this young, this new boy, he tried.
He's trying, but the whole characters around him are fucking up.
The boy, he try.
The Ella sister, she's supposed to be like.
She's supposed to be dumb and funny and just point. Like from the first.
She's doing feminist. And then
Carlton. This Carlton is an asshole.
He's a real asshole.
But that Carlton was just.
What I think about Will Smith was supposed to rule LA, but he's not fucking ruling even the house self.
No, it's starting now. It's a build up. It's a build up.
So you want to prolong it till season 10?
No, like
who has strength for that shit?
No, from a modern perspective, but they are nailing it. Like, yeah. If you haven't seen the first
I just feel they are doing
feel what they are doing
shit there. According to what is relevant now.
Yeah, of course now.
That's the whole point of
making
it.
You don't need to do that shit. Just give us as it is.
No. Some if they give, then they better just bring back the old one to the scene.
The audiences are not the same.
Because swear to God, I prefer the old one to this.
Who has seen The Office?
And the fucked up was that girl that is gay.
I don't watch Office.
The Office.
If you talk cinematography, I will stone you for it.
It's like they call it a mockumentary, but so it's just like a handheld camera, all these zoom mics. So like where they are filming, the guy can just zoom. So it's not a serious film, but it's comedy. Guy,
this guy is well. This guy is well.
Okay, so lastly, let's talk about The Boys.
Ten over ten.
It's oil.
11 over 10. 11 over 10. Storyline, 10. Cinema, 10. VFX, 10.
Season 2.
Fuck!
Storyline was...
No, guys.
Season 2 storyline was season, ready.
No, you guys don't understand.
Every season is better than
so far, but season 2 storyline, but is building up to season 3. You get
actually.
Because, like, from season 1...
No, season 3 is an entirely different dimension.
Season 1, they were giving
season, us everything. Season 3,
there are new heroes, and then there are...
The beginning of season 3 was a...
Old heroes, old superheroes, and all of
but
that.
But midway through season 3, the story would take a completely different, unexpected turn.
It was not about Volt anymore. Shayna Volt,
but,
It wasn't centered on Volt. But season 1 and 2...
Yeah, it was Volt.
Yeah. If you are out there and hearing us and you've not watched The Boys, I don't know what you are doing with your life, but you need to go and get
it. You know how I found out about The Boys? I was watching a VFX breakdown on YouTube. That part that those guys, they crashed into the whale.
The whale.
Like, do you know how much they spent on making that shit? That shit is not like CGI.
Is it real whale?
No, it's not a real whale. They built it like it was a prop. They built that whale, guy. Fucking hell. That's how I found out about The Boys. I was like, which series is this one again?
Only one tick.
Okay. And then movie to look out for. Series to look out for. I want to say the new Game of Thrones guy. Straight up. I saw the meeting. Some of the behind the scenes guy.
The series.
That you haven't seen yet or you've seen.
movie that will come out.
That's about to come out.
Look out for.
Okay. I don't even know. But there's this hype around this movie.
House of the Dragon.
No. This movie The Rock acted. Black Adam.
I thought you said series. Black Adam is a single movie.
Yeah, anyone.
Okay, anyone.
Black Adam.
If I'm to pick my the one I'm most anticipated for right now. Yeah, I think I still go with Black Adam.
Black Panther.
Black Panther is next year now, bro.
No, it's this year.
No, bro, maybe it's this year.
And let's not forget Rick and Morty.
September 6th.
If you just want to drain your brain away, go and watch those motherfuckers.
We actually learned stuff from Rick and Morty, guys.
Wait, that is Rick and Morty.
Eh?
I hope I copied Rick and Morty.
Like, to do what? So, do you learn?
Yeah.
What do you learn? To clone yourself up.
I mean, there was this episode.
You learned humor, guys.
That was so shocking. When Rick was like, Morty asked me, what are we going to do? Then Rick was like, son, this is where you give your life to Jesus Christ. That was so funny, guy.
Okay.
I don't know why it was funny.
Okay, so, movies to look out for, yeah? We've done that, see?
Yeah.
So, that brings us to the end of this.
I have one more question.
Okay.
What book are you reading?
Book am I reading currently? None.
What book are you reading?
It's not actually a book. It's more like a study, a kind of course.
My problem is, like, they give long talk. What book are you reading?
I don't know what title to give it. It's a book. It's a study.
So it doesn't have a title. A study of what?
It's a course. It's
a study of what?
It's like a prep to take an exam. Sort of.
Okay.
So school stuff.
School stuff, yeah.
I can't remember the title exactly, but business tales from something. Business
but
adventures.
I think,
from something.
The last book I read is Curtis Jackson.
Okay, what is the best book you've ever read?
No, let me answer.
Dude, I have a lot, man.
Let me just give you, before we delve into that one, let me just give you the, and you'll be fucking amazed at the fucking book I'm reading. The title of the book is The Subtle Art
of Not Giving
a Fuck.
Everyone has read that book.
Bro, that book is divine. It's so fucking fucking stupid. I love that book.
Have you seen Unfuck Yourself?
Wow.
That's the title of the book.
I have two. That's the first one. The second one is Steve McManson.
Non-fiction.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Moonwalking with Einstein. Fuck that book. Jesus. I read that book in one day. Like, it's more than 300 pages, but I read that book in one day. Fucking hell.
That was when you were a good boy, bro.
Mr. Moral.
The best book I read? I don't know.
The Bible.
Yeah, the Bible is the best book, bro.
Non-fiction.
Nah, guy.
You have where?
Oh, that set, pick a
better
book.
Pray this night before you sleep.
Pick a book.
It was a book I read. I collected the book from you. I got the book from you. Is it Liars and Thieves, right? I think that's the title. I read that book in secondary school. It made sense. It was a story. Just made sense.
You said non-fiction, yeah? I think Nigeria's Soldiers of Fortune. The Abacha era.
Mad.
Yeah.
That's mad. I would pick Born a Mistake. And I just read that like last week. That's Born a Mistake by Trevor Noah.
Okay. Let's try fiction.
Bro, I haven't read fiction.
I don't read fiction.
Dude, none of you has read The Godfather.
I was just watching
the Sicilian.
I'd rather just watch the movie.
Damn, it won't matter.
Okay. Inferno. I read Inferno before.
Yo,
I watched it.
Best days in Focados.
Ooh!
The last days are Focados.
Yeah. I forgot, did you? So, this brings us to the end of today's special episode. I hope you enjoyed the entire experience and the conversations, and I definitely hope you learned or picked up something. You know, practice makes perfect. I hope you learned and picked up something from today's episode. So
that's only thing you can pick up today.
This is goodbye from your host, Sean, and
bye bye from Bane.
Bye bye from Elon.
For Mr. Moral, say goodbye. And then don't forget, practice makes perfect.
See, I shall. Yeah, no, see you next time. Bye.
Ganga.